Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Edius or Edius, Perik Vav, Mishnah Beis. A complete aver that was ripped out or disconnected from a live person is called aver menachai. It is mitama b'maga u'b'masa u'b'oil. Maga means through touching it, masa means through carrying it, even though the person is not touching it or being under the same roof. That's tumas oil. Now, there's going to be a machloikis in our Mishnah, machloikis tanoim, in regard to an aver that was nitlash, that was disconnected, min hames, from a person that passed away. Zakta Heilige Mishnah. Heya de Rabbi Yeshua v'Rav Nechunya ben Elinoson ish kvar habavli. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Nechunya ben Elinoson, leader of kvar habavli. They said edus as follows. They testified al Avram and hames on a complete aver that was disconnected from a mace shehutame. That is mitama. In those three ways, maga, masa, and oil. Who disagrees? Rabbi Eliezer does. Shrebi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says, that loy amru, the Chachamim didn't say, that an aver is metame ela aver min hachai, unless it's an aver that was taken off from a live person, but not an aver from a person that passed away. Come to Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Nechunya to testify, not like Rabbi Eliezer. Amru lois, Rabbi Eliezer said, to Rabbi Yeshua, but like Kal v'chomer, it's a Kal v'chomer that an aver min hames is mitam. Uma min achai madach, an aver from a live person, shehu tar who's tar. Despite that, we say aver ha-poyrish, an aver that somehow got disconnected, mimenu, tamei is tamei, an aver that's separated from a live person is tamei. So hames shehu tamei, a mace that's tamei to start with, Einai didn't, shouldn't we say for sure, isn't it a Kal v'chomer? Shiye aver ha-poyrish mimenu tame? That a limb removed from a corpse is tame. But Rabbi Eliezer answers. Om alehem, Rabbi Eliezer said to them, to Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Nechunya, I'll answer you two tirutzim. One tirutz is, like amru, elal aver menachai. This is my Kabbalah for my Rebbe. In other words, the issue is not debatable. I have a Messiah for my Rebbeim. They also knew this Kal v'chomer, and that's what they paskened. Tumah is only Avri Menachai, not Avri Menames. Second, Davar Acher, if you want to talk or argue about the Kal v'chomer, so we can debate that. I can prove to you that it does make sense to say that Avri Menachai is Tumah only from a live person. After all, don't we see that Meruba, Tumas Achayim, Tumas Amesim, that the Tumah of someone who's alive, of living people, in some ways, is greater than the tumah of a mace? So what's your Kal v'chomer? What if a live person, who's so less likely to be metame things, his aver min achai is tumah, so for sure aver min a mace? No, not necessarily. We see in certain ways, a live person is more strict when it comes to mace. For example, shahachai, only someone who's alive, like a zav or a zava, oisa mishkav umayshav mitachtav, makes the bed or seat that is underneath them tummy, even if they did not touch those items, and makes them tummy to the extent that letami odam letami begadim. A person who touches these things becomes tummy, and the tumah goes to his clothes. The clothes that this person is wearing, when he touches them, also becomes tummy. And for sure, kelim and oichlim and mashkim that touch that keli become tummy. Furthermore, another chumrah by a living person only is that v'al gabav meidaf. A living person who is a zav or zava makes things that are laying above him also be tumah, although a lighter kind of tumah. It's on the level of a rishon l'tumah, even if he doesn't touch them. L'tami achalim amashkin, to the extent that those items give over tumah to achalim amashkin, food or drink. Although they would not be metama adam ukelim, but they would be metama oichlin umashkin. Masha'ena meis metame, but by tumas meis we don't find these chumrais. There's no tumma of mishkav umayshav, there's no tumma of this meidaf, and therefore it is mistavra to say that an aver that was ripped from an adam chai can be more strict than that of a meis. Okay, so chazring over this Mishnah. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Nechunya ben Elinoson ish kvar habavli testified on an aver min hames that it's tummy. An aver ripped out of a mace is tummy. a complete aver. In other words, it's metama b'maga u'b'masa and oil. But Tanura says we're talking about an aver that has no kazayas. A kazayas of a mace is metama, like the mess itself. But a complete aver, even though it doesn't have a kazayas, ripped out of a mace, is also metama through these three ways. Rabbi Eliezer disagreed. He said, no, only aver men achai, not aver men ames. So they said to Rabbi Eliezer, but it's a kal v'chaymer. Madach achai, who's tohar. The aver that is ripped from him is tamei. So the mess that is tamei, for sure, an aver that separates from him is tamei. So Rabbi Eliezer said, first of all, this is my mesoida for my rebbeim. Only aver men achai, not aver men ames. And second of all, in many different ways, achai is more strict when it comes to tumah than ames. For example, Azav and Aziva are metame mishkav u'moishav. If Azav stands or lays on a keli that's singled out for laying or sitting, even if he doesn't touch it, let's say there's something mafsik in between, that keli gets such a strict tumah that a person who touches it, both he and his begodim become tummy. And for sure, kelim and oichlim and mashkin that touch this keli become tummy. And even on top of him, there's a lighter tumah, but still it becomes tummy even without touching it if it's resting on top of him. Even if there's something mafsik in between, it's metama oichlim and mashkin. By a mace, we don't find these tumahs. There's no tumah of mishkav u'moishav, or the tumah on top of him. And therefore, it's mistaver to say, tain is Rabbi Eliezer, that an aver that comes out of a live person is more chamer than an aver that was separated from a person who passed away